Good afternoon. It's 13 degrees and mostly cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, I'm Joey Care. Another Conservative MP has thrown their hat into the ring with the hopes of replacing former Prime Minister Stephen Harper as party leader. Lisa Rayet made her run official after posting a YouTube video to mark the beginning of her campaign yesterday.
They tell us it's the era of sunny ways, yet so many can't see the sun. Canada needs a leader who is going to fight for the striving many, not just the privileged few.
As of November 1st, students will not have to pay their student loans until they have an income of $25,000 a year. The federal government has officially put in place a new initiative to lessen the burden of student loans. Lowless College student Nick Ogden knows all too well the cost of attending college.
My student loan, like OSAP-wise, is probably going to be around 20 to 30 grand when I graduate, I'd say. The loans themselves are basically like a ball and chain that you're going to drag for a long time.
Through this initiative, the government hopes to better aid students as they transition from the school to the workforce. Ignace Stav hopes that this will just do that.
I think it's a good idea because a lot of students are going to come out of school and they won't be making much money, let's face it. You know, it's hard to get a good start right out the gate. College does the best they can for you.
The Liberal government is under criticism by opposition due to the number of complaints directed to the Family Responsibility Office. Opposition critics claim that the Liberals have 13 years to make the necessary changes to the FRO, but have failed to do so. Progressive Conservative Todd Smith, says the office is layered with people who aren't doing their jobs. A North Fork County man is facing charges of child abduction after allegedly kidnapping an 11-year-old girl in his way to Northern Ontario. The 20-year-old man was caught by Thunder Bay Provincial Police after they received word that a man and a girl matching their description may be on a Greyhound bus en route to Thunder Bay. Police say they pulled the bus over and found both the man and child on board. Brandon Labonte was arrested and charged with abduction of a child under the age of 14, while the girl was transferred to protective custody. That's QNET News on 91X to 101, now sports. After 108 years of pent-up frustration and next year's, Chicago Cub fans poured into the streets of their city with their heads held high after the outcome of the World Series game. ABC's Ryan Burrow has the story.
On the streets of Wrigleyville, high fives, hugs, singing, dancing.
We're flying the W tonight. It's ours. We're the champs.
It's a much different feeling than when the Indians tied the game up in the eighth, eventually sending it into extra innings before the Cubs finally grabbed the lead for good.
It wouldn't have been the Cubs if they didn't put us through that. They had to put us through some pain to live through this joy.
That woman admits the first thing she did after the Cubs win was cry. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to face off against the Buffalo Sabres at the First Niagara Center. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Winnipeg Jets head towards the Verizon Center to tackle on the Washington Capitals, while the Edmonton Oilers head to Madison Square to take on the New York Rangers. Both games start at 7 p.m. as well. The Vancouver Canucks make their way east to Ottawa as they gear up to play against the Senators at 7:30. The Calgary Flames head to San Jose to test the waters against the Sharks. The game starts at 10:30. Send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of shower and a high of 13 in the evening. The chance of shower of rain continues into the evening with temperatures hitting zero. It is currently 103, it is 13 degrees, and for more QNET News, be sure to check us out on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joey Caron. News on 91X next at 2:00.